You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, how goes it? Seems like forever since we've been here.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
How many?
Two. Yep.
Kind of enjoyed that.
Me too.
We done stepped off up into something that we don't want to deal with anymore.
Mm-mm.
So let's get this over with.
Okay.
Because we got obligations to sponsors and everything.
Sure.
Our sponsor is Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Did you set that up for her to do one, come and do an interview with us thing, Jody?
I didn't know I was supposed to.
Yeah, last time we talked on the show here, I said I was supposed to have already done it, but then you were taking it over.
Okay, well, that's...
Schedule an interview with her, like one of those little... Just to check in, what's going on, what kind of new stuff do they have that they want to talk about.
You mean for us to go in there and visit?
No, it needs to be recorded.
Oh.
A recorded thing.
Oh, well, I bet I can get that set up anytime.
Yeah, because she loves being on camera.
She's good at it.
Yeah, she does. She loves the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Katie. So if you need bedroom furniture... It's at Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Everything from the mattress to the frames to the chest of drawers. They have all of that. The latest styles and latest technology. They have a mattress in there that it's called the Lake Norman Chill,
mm-hmm.
where it keeps you cool all night if you want. If you don't want to be cool all night, you know, if you get too cold, then it handles that as well.
Right.
So very comfortable and adjustable. They have those as well as just really pretty headboards and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So whatever you need for the bedroom. And then you go to the other side of the store. It's all luxurious couches and love seats.
Yeah.
And what do you call those? Double... Like those recliner things, those big chairs that I like, they're supposed to be a double size. I like those. They're really big.
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
have those too. Everything.
Everything.
And they put a treatment on them where if you spill stuff, it comes up easily.
Thank goodness, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because Jody likes to eat barbecue. She's eating ribs on our white couch.
Right. Right.
What was... What was little friend Jenny about to eat on the couch the other night that you said you better not spill?
That hot sauce.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. She was eating hot sauce on tortilla chips on the white couch.
Yeah. I had a tiny bit of heart failure right there.
Mr. Todd's new Sweet Dreams furniture is ready for his new house that they're moving into. So if you want to check them out, just go to acetj.com/mattress, acetj.com/mattress. And they have several locations throughout the Lake Norman area, but can handle all of the Charlotte area with the great delivery team they have. So acetj.com/mattress for Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. So how you feeling today, Jody? Are you tired from the weekend?
I'm not bad, but I feel like my left eye is like blurry or something. Like
what?
Cloudy. Mm-hmm. Like not pink eye, but it doesn't look right.
Hmm.
And boy woke up sick this morning.
So the girl one has been sick.
Yeah, with a cold.
Mm-hmm. And is Boy sick with cold stuff? Or because Riggins said he was sick all through the weekend with some stomach issues.
Mm-mm. He's got a sore throat, like Kerr started.
Oh. Man. Well, at least he waited until after his birthday. His birthday was yesterday, and he had a big celebration. I mean, he was bouncing off the walls. He was just counting the minutes until it was his birthday so he could start celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being facetious.
We asked him. I mean, we tried to pick a million things to do, and he didn't want to do any of them.
Mm-hmm. And now he's getting sick. Is he supposed to work today?
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So his summer job is kicking in. Now he's getting sick. Oh.
He'll be fine.
Awful.
He'll be all right.
And then our daughter is about to move back to Nashville. She went to college there, came home for a year, and now she's moving back.
Yep.
Well, Jody's moving her.
We leave Monday, week from today.
In a U-Haul?
Cargo van.
But it's a U-Haul cargo van.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not U-Haul brand.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I figured that would be a little bit better than a big truck because mm-hmm. I did the big truck coming here and they're moving her from college to here a year ago. And, whew, that was not fun.
Yeah. But you remember you got all offended at me when I said, I really need to go so I can drive that truck and
I don't remember that.
Oh, please.
But I was fine. It was fine. I did it. I just didn't like... Well, we had a bunch of storms on the way back and had to take detours. I mean, it was... There was wrecks everywhere because it was raining so hard.
Mm.
But I don't think I'm supposed to have that next week. We'll see.
Oh, bad weather, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant the truck.
The worst part's going to be unloading that thing.
I know.
So many people have asked me if you're going...
Yeah, and I really should.
Yeah.
But I'd have to miss work, and then you're flying home. Jody's mm-hmm. flying home, so.
Mm-hmm. It'll be all
but
right.
But I do. I feel like I should at least follow you up there.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know, in my vehicle, and then drive back on my own.
We'll be okay.
Doesn't that roommate of hers have a boyfriend that's always hanging
He's
around?
He's not there. Yeah, he doesn't live there.
Oh.
No. And I'll be fine. I'm telling you, we'll get it done. We always do.
Yeah.
It's not that much. It's basically her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because the other two girls had everything else.
Is she taking that mattress?
Oh, please. Yes.
The one from Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture?
Yeah. Yeah. But she's headed back to big old Nashville, which I hear is quite busy these days.
Mm-hmm. And crime infested.
Oh, gosh. Everywhere's crime infested.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're
somebody
saying.
Got shot at a McDonald's in Nashville in the news today.
Where was it?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know Nashville.
Okay. I mean, things happen. I know.
Yeah, you can't have anything good for very long before it gets ruined. You know, Nashville was a big... And everybody's going to Nashville. Everybody loves Nashville. It's such a great town and all that. And then it'll get ruined by crime and all that.
You're
just
so
like
positive.
Everything else. It does. It always happens. It's a shame is what I'm saying. It's a shame.
Uh-huh. Well,
but it wouldn't happen if they had some strong law enforcement justice system in these big cities.
Yeah. Well.
But she's not just going like before. Do you feel any different about her going to Nashville now? Because when she was there before, she was a student. And we always knew she's going to be coming home at this time or she's out for break at this time and all of that. But now she's just going and setting up roots. You know, it's not the same.
I don't feel
so different. We won't see her as much as we did when she was in school.
Yeah, we will. We'll see her. I'll go see her.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. I'm so excited for her because she really loved it when she lived there. She came home for a year, tried to figure out what she was going to do next, and decided she wanted to go back. So I am so happy for her. I mean, I'm just thinking, if I was that age, I had my college degree, I had my Chaser certification now to be a trainer.
Yeah.
I just think that
elephant trainer.
There's just a lot of opportunities for her, and I'm so excited for her.
I am too.
And if it doesn't work out, oh, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But at least go try. You're young. You have no tie downs.
Yeah, I'm excited for her too.
Don't get me wrong,
but still, it's. I'm just, all I was saying was it's a different feeling than, oh, she's just going to be at school there.
I don't think I've processed that.
She's actually. That's where she's going to live.
Yeah.
Like now she's going to have to get a Tennessee driver's license and a Tennessee license plate and all of that kind of stuff.
I don't think
this is that she's grown, I guess is what I'm saying. Now she's an adult. Right.
And I haven't had time to process it because I'm too busy thinking about getting her there and getting her situated and all that. I think once I come home, it'll hit me. Ugh. Like that's where she is.
Yeah.
But right now I'm too busy to
think about it. I didn't mean to throw it at you too early.
Well, you know, but if she is there and she's happy and things are going off of her, oh my gosh, I'll be so glad.
Not me. I'm going to guilt trip her to death.
I know. You're known to do that.
I cannot believe that. How could you be having fun away from your family? That's the way I'll be. I'm going to start.
You're precious.
Faking illnesses and things just to guilt her to come back home and stuff.
Nice. So, yeah, there's that.
We had a pretty big weekend. Boy, let's take a break first. We'll take a break and then we will tell you about our weekend and then some other things that I have to come up with between now and then that might be interesting to talk about. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. More coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around, therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy, no fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
TJ and Jody's house.
Well, this should be great. We were just talking to Mr. Todd, the video main, and he's not in the studio with us. He is doing his thing remotely. And he asked how my thing's going at home that I do. And we have a subscription side to our website and all of our stuff now called Ace TJ Prime Plus. And you pay, is it $4.99 a month? Mm-hmm. And you get all of this unique content and you get commercial-free versions of all of the podcasts, including the entire show and the Extra Funny Podcast and TJ and Jody's House and... You know, all of Rob's Nerd News, everything. And one of the extra things you get as being a subscriber of TJ Ace and TJ Prime Plus is TJ's political show. And my political show on there. And it is done from my puffy couch room that I've always talked about. It's on the other side of the puffy couch. And there's video, and Mr. Todd had helped me set up a backdrop in there and all that. So he said, "How's that going?" And I said, "Oh, great." And then before I could say anything else, what did you say, Jody?
I said, "Since you've been doing that weekly, you seem to be a little bit crabbier."
Well, it's actually more like daily that I do
it. So you're crabbier, which, you know, rightfully so, because this world is a mess, and I get it. And if I studied that every day, I would not be in a good mood.
I think it's gotten to the point where no matter what I do from now on, I'm just going to be known as crabby, grouchy old man.
But I'm not the only one that says it.
Who else says it?
People.
Yeah. Okay.
It happens when you get older.
I know, but I've made a concerted effort lately to do things and not complain. And
oh, I didn't say that. No, it's not. It's not you. Any complaining about that?
But have you noticed? And you give me credit here. Have you noticed that the things that I've been complaining about for a long time and warning in our society that things are this way and things are that way, and why does it have to be this way? Why does it have to be that way? And then people will roll their eyes or like, oh, it's just every little thing. But have you noticed that those things have come true now and they're a problem? A lot of the things that I've griped about for a long
time.
But
I knew they were a problem when you griped about them. It's just like, I have a lot in my head going on to add to that. And I know I need to, and I do listen to it. And I do need to know the problems, but I can't focus on that all the time. I just can't.
But I'm not a grouchy, mean person.
But people need to be alert. Like, they need to realize what's going on, because it's a mess.
But I mean, I'm not a mean person. I don't want people to think
you're not
that.
Mean. No, nobody said you're mean.
But everybody says if I'm grouchy all the time and grumpy, you know, that's a mean person. That's the type of person that's mean.
No, you're not mean.
I'm very sweet, actually. And tender-hearted, caring, loving, affectionate.
Oh, my gosh.
Warm. Mm-hmm. All of the things. Mm-hmm. I just get mislabeled all the time.
I wish we had a little camera in our house hidden.
All the time. But seriously, though, you do make people think that I run through the house yelling, screaming. And
you do not yell. That. You do not scream. You do not raise your voice.
This house is not cleaned up.
That's not what I make people sound like. That's not what I make you sound like. You, as usual, you put words and thoughts into.
No, I'm putting the thoughts into the people's heads.
He doesn't yell. He doesn't scream. He doesn't like confrontation. Is he a little bit grouchy? Yes, grouchy does not mean yelling and screaming.
Well.
Now, I cleared it up.
Now they're going to think that I just bullied you into saying that.
He does not bully me.
That you're afraid of me now.
No, I'm not afraid of you.
They know I'm not afraid of you. Well. You should be.
Well, I'm not.
So one of the things that happened this weekend was that Jody tried to get me killed by pushing me out in to the grill to grill burgers and stuff during a tornado. It was almost a tornado.
It's not a tornado.
Lightning storm.
And it wasn't a lightning storm. It didn't start until you came in.
Oh, it was bad. Well, I started in out there, and then the storm came in. I had to take all of the burgers and all back into the house and wait out the storm.
Sure.
But I wasn't, you were trying to hurry me back out there is what you were doing.
Because there was a gap in the radar from when that ended to the next storm. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted you to get out there and get it done.
Yeah. And you said, here, hold this big piece of angle iron when the lightning strikes.
No, I didn't.
Hold this big piece of rebar.
No, I didn't.
Out there.
Anyway, it was fine. You're here to tell about it.
Mm-hmm. And the food was delicious.
So good.
Mm-hmm. So Friday we went with our with Jody's highfalutin snooty friends, Glenn and Jodine. And then Saturday, out onto the lake. And then
do they, you
Saturday,
think they take offense to that when you say that?
No.
Okay.
No. and then Saturday we went out on the lake with my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael and our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're going to be able to continue doing, like, making those Saturday boat trips a small town adventure thing.
No, people don't want that.
Well, I thought maybe they just wanted the funny videos,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but
they don't.
I don't know. I didn't have the same kind of feeling from it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to do.
I mean, sometimes we were saying, like, we could go on Saturday somewhere and then just go on the boat Sundays.
Yeah. But some people like to rest on Sundays and go to bed early.
Won't, won't.
Some people do.
Ugh. Well, you can stay home Sunday. I'll go on.
Yeah, probably. That could work.
Yeah.
That could work.
You won't. Because you'll be dying to go get sun.
Mm.
And I'm not saying every Saturday, but we, like, maybe every other.
Mm. Then Michael and Jenny said that too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. But they usually go on the boat Saturday and Sunday.
I'm just telling you what she said.
Oh, all right. Well, not to be all snippy about it.
But she said that you don't usually want to come out on Sundays. So, and you just said it. So.
Right, because I'd be tired. I'm the only one that works out of all of y'all.
Excuse me. Yeah. Handsome husband Michael works. Jenny works. And I work.
Mm. But y'all's work is unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is, I don't know. My work is, it's imperative that I do my work or people will die.
You're not a doctor.
I know, but I bring so much joy. And it's kind of like all the documentary we watched the other night, Jody, and all those addicts were talking about how Jelly Roll's music saved their lives. Gave them inspiration to get off them drugs. That's the kind of lives I save.
People who
feel down and out, like the world has just chewed them up and spit them out. And then they turn on their radio or listen mm-hmm. to a podcast and hear the sweet tones of my voice. And suddenly everything is okay.
Y'all do need to watch that Jelly Roll on Hulu if you haven't. That was really good. And I think he's going to bring a lot of people to the Lord.
Do you do?
Yeah, I really do. Hmm. He has a platform and he's using it. He's using it his way, but whatever way gets him to the Lord, good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And there's a new show on Prime that I found out about that I started last night. You remember when I used to watch The Duggars?
Yeah.
Have you seen that show that's out?
Is it about bad stuff?
Shiny, happy people. It's on Amazon. Prime, and one of the daughters is telling all sorts of things, and it's a lot about that religion. Ooh.
So she's telling, is she on the outs with her parents or something?
I mean, I'm gonna, there's four episodes and I'm about one and a half in.
Okay.
And she's telling some, but it's a lot of people that are in that religion telling things.
Hmm.
And I'm going to guess that she's not on good terms with her family. Well,
I didn't know it was a separate religion. I thought it was just I didn't know it was a certain faith.
And it's I can't think of the name of it. It's letters.
Hmm.
But anyway, basically they're saying, you know how Tom Cruise was kind of the face of Scientology?
Yeah.
They're basically trying to say that the Duggars were the face of this religion because they were working with whoever's the leader of that.
Mm-hmm. And so you believe this documentary over all of those years that you liked the Duggars and thought they were so sweet and everything?
Yeah.
This has opened your eyes to that?
Mm-hmm. Well, my eyes were opened a few years ago when some things went down. But now I see. And it is eye-opening.
That's terrible.
Tune in if y'all like the Duggars because it is interesting.
Next thing you know, somebody's going to come in here with some dirt on the seven little Johnsons.
Oh.
Then how are you going to feel?
I'll be mad.
Will you even want to go on living if somebody came out with dirt on the seven little Johnsons?
Yeah, Johnstons? I'll go on living.
But will you want to?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah. Make fun all you want, but some people like this stuff.
I know. All right. We have to take a break.
Oh, darn.
From this compelling Jody saying that her life would not be worth living if some dirt came. Oh, I thought that's what you said.
Freak.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Welcome back. So, What I was planning on, Jody, I think the rain and the storms and all kind of messed it up. But I was planning on making some videos outside the other day when we were coming in off the boat, like for the small town adventure thing, and some stuff like that. But the rain was like, all right, I got to hurry, get the burgers done. Sure. I got to stop, grill. So I was planning on that being a lot more content than it ended up being.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time everybody ate, they got tired and
had to go take a shower.
The electricity was out.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Jenny and Michael came to our house because they didn't have any electrics.
The dogs were scared of the beeping.
Yeah, beeping of the alarm and all that.
I guess we should have videoed that.
It was a mess. Videoed what?
Like all that chaos and then coming to our house later.
Oh, I was afraid for my life. I didn't have thought so process tired. To be starting a video.
Yeah, you were starting to get tired.
Was I?
Mm-hmm.
No, I needed to have
you slept.
Cotton on my butt.
You slept for probably an hour and a half in the chair.
I hate being in a swimsuit after we're through with swimsuit activities and all. Yeah. I got to get my cotton shorts on.
And shower.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Because I'm like, I gotta get some cotton.
Yeah.
I'm ready for my cotton.
We had a busy weekend.
Yeah. That's why I should have taken the day off today. Had a busy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what other shows are you watching? What is the name of that one about the Duggar's religion?
Shiny happy people.
Shiny happy people. Mm-hmm. I wonder. Well, I don't know. I wonder if they had to get permission to use
that song
from REM.
Uh-huh, I know. I'm watching the Real Housewives of New Jersey because they're having their reunion.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask me if you're gonna make.
No. I mean, shows that you're watching that that normal people might like.
I watch all that Vanderpump Rules stuff.
Oh, well, then still, that's...
Everybody watches that.
That's not for normal
people. And, it is. And let's see, what else am I watching? Well, You know, I watch all those people on TLC. So the Seven Little Johnstons. Now I'm watching that family called Down with the Doricos.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that
one. That started back. I'm watching that. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well,
Summer House just ended. Watched all that.
And Lainey watches, our daughter watches all those with you?
She only watches Vanderpump.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like all the rest of that mess.
I don't know. I don't invite her to watch.
But see, everybody talks about how obsessed I am with watching TV, but you watch more stuff than I do.
I watch it when you go to bed at 8, yeah.
Yeah. But you have more shows that you watch.
But they're little than quick 30-minute shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what did you watch all day yesterday? Or yesterday you had to come down. What did you watch yesterday before you had to come down for the birthday celebration?
Former intern Wiki Ryan, that is an attorney in Texas mm-hmm. now. He was our intern.
Yep.
And I just think the world of him.
Why? Because he loves you to death.
Well, he does, but
I figured.
Otherwise, he's always been a good fella.
So know this: if you love him, he's gonna love you.
He had recommended a show to me not long ago, and I started it yesterday morning. It's because I have to watch the older shows most of the time because the newer ones are all mm-hmm. woke.
What mm-hmm. are you watching?
It's called Rescue Me.
Oh.
With Dennis Leary. He plays a fireman.
Sounds fun.
It started in 2004 mm-hmm. was its first season.
Mm-hmm.
So I like those intense shows. Mm-hmm. Cops, firefighters.
Yeah. Sounds fun.
Ambulance drivers, paramedics, paramedics.
We did watch a couple of episodes of Ted Lasso
mm-hmm.
Friday night.
Yeah. And they didn't suck. Like a lot of the episodes this season.
They didn't suck, but they're not like before.
But everybody said there are two episodes toward the end of the season that are really good. And the finale is like old Ted Lasso.
Why they do that? Why they wait till the...
Ty. Oh, wait. I had to jump in. I was going to say, Ty, you didn't mute yourself.
I know. I saw the season finale. I was a little disappointed, but I'll be curious to see what you think.
Oh, no.
Ace and Rob, Tech D Rob, just went on and on, like almost tearing up talking about it.
Well, there you go, because, I mean, Ace doesn't cry about anything, so yeah.
But what I'm saying is they've also been on board with some of the episodes not being good this season, but they said that two of them are really, okay. really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. I was a little disappointed. I was expecting more of a tear jerking moment, but.
Oh. Well, oh, Jody man. And I are about halfway through the season. We got the rest of it to go because we were that disinterested in it as it was going on.
Have you finished Shrinking yet?
No, we have one more episode.
Oh, you still love it though, right?
Love it.
Okay, good.
It's the best.
Okay, but that's the thing. Jody and little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael and I watch the show together, Shrinking. Mm-hmm. And we watch, you know, once a week we watch episodes of it on Thursday nights. Well, if Lainey and Aiden, our kids, are downstairs and they're talking, especially if Aiden's down there talking to us, it's like, you know, you don't want to make any sudden movements. Because he'll run away. You know, it's so rare that happens. But they'll be down and Jody will go, okay, well, let's watch Shrinking. How many episodes do we have left? And I'm like, no, because they don't watch the show. You're going to run them off. So that's why she's saying, we have one left. It's because we could have finished and all, but I value our... a little relationship with our children more than she does.
Todd, are you aware what a saint he is?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I value time with the children
mm-hmm.
over
I do too,
a TV
but she's
show.
Watched all of them.
She has?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
I think.
Yeah. Well, I just, but then that would make her leave. She'd go, I don't want to watch it again. And I just value, treasure, I'm sorry, I treasure that time that if they're sitting downstairs with us.
All right, what's the difference if we're all sitting downstairs, all of us, and you just suddenly disappear to your hole upstairs?
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. And why is it the place that I go to watch TV is and work now, being a home studio, why is it called a hole? And
what do I call it? Studio slash...
No, just to your room upstairs.
To your room. Okay, well, you disappear to your room.
Why is it a hole?
You disappear to your room.
No, no, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Not if both those kids are down there wanting to have fun and talk.
He does.
No.
People, he does.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I may be going upstairs to go to number two.
Ew. Gross.
I mean, I can't help it.
Why are you on that phone? He's muted himself.
Oh, hey, are you through, Todd?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I didn't know, but I thought he was still talking. Again, you see, Jody will just abandon a person who's in a conversation with us.
He's just like,
we might as well have just turned on shrinking. Get out, Todd. But we're trying to watch our show.
The only difference is you just walk off. You go to your room upstairs. You just walk off when we're all down there. Like it's, yeah, you do.
I don't.
He does.
She's making that up.
He does.
Mm. All right. Well, look at the time.
Mm-hmm. Toodle-doo.
Do you know how many of these podcasts we've
Toodle-doo.
Done?
Toodle-doo. Too many.
No, I mean, how long have we been doing it now?
Oh, gosh. Years.
Mm-hmm. About 3 years? Mm-hmm. Why don't you do that? Why don't you... how many podcasts we've done.
I'm not. Don't care.
That'll give you something productive to do.
Oh, gosh. You're a funny man.
All right. I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenix, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenix. Neogenix.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.